Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. With me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And today we're going to talk a little bit about regional competitiveness.
There's a new entity in Southern Minnesota. It's called the Southern Minnesota Center for Regional Competitiveness, and it's made up of 38 counties in the southern part of the state. And this is a group that has been spearheaded basically by the Rural Policy Research Institute. They're a rural policy think tank based in Missouri that basically works on rural issues on a nationwide basis. And they have started a Center for Regional Competitiveness, and they're working on it in a few different states, and Minnesota is actually one of the regions that they're going to be looking at.
Okay, so this is a model that at least is being attempted in southern Minnesota, but could be done all over the state.
Right, it could be done anywhere. They're looking at southern Minnesota in this case because they looked at the economy and the various industries that we have in southern Minnesota with agriculture and medical and biosciences, and they said there's real potential here for all of these industries to work together and to form these kinds of industrial synergies that can really add value to the manufacturing economy.
So I would imagine that, I mean, obviously at first blush, it looked really promising, but I'm guessing that some sort of asset inventory has to be done.
Right. That's the first step. They are doing right now their asset inventory. They're doing an economic analysis of the region just to see what's there and what potentially could be working together. The next step in September now is they will be doing 10 different roundtables in different communities around the region where they will be asking basically anybody who's interested, they want to get feedback from them about how their economy is, what their needs and wants are, and what their goals are for the region. They'll put all that together with their baseline analysis of the economy, and they will come up with a strategy. They'll find the economic potential of the region, figure out what industries are really good to target, what are good to build on, and then come up with a strategy for the region.
Sounds interesting. This sort of harkens back to discussions we've had about treating a region as more almost like a neighborhood.
Right. Well, when you look at different cities around the world, even in places like China, where they'll have a single city devoted to an entire industry and all the support systems that go with that. Or you say, look at Hollywood. The whole city is built around the movie industry and all the support services that go with that, or the fashion industry in Milan in Italy. The theory goes you can actually create the same kind of synergy in a rural area. It's just spread out more geographically. It's your rural neighborhood. And if anyone wants to find out more about this and see schedules of the meetings, they can go to our website at ruralmn.org and click on the regional competitiveness link.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Marnie. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. We'll catch you next week.